4:44 now the time here at KCBX. I'm Randall White. Last month, the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors voted to support plans to create a Paso Robles Water Management District. The vote was a close one, 3-2 in favor. The idea is to protect and manage the area's groundwater basin, which provides much-needed irrigation for local vineyards, well water for property owners and residents, in addition to any number of other uses. In order for the plans to move forward now, legislation needs to be introduced in Sacramento, something local Assemblyman Cacho Ashajian said he'd do if the Board of Supervisors were behind it. The Assemblyman joins us on the line right now to explain what's next in this process. Welcome to KCBX, Assemblyman Ashajian.
Thank you.
Now, you introduced what's known as a spot bill last month to hold the place for more specific legislation in the coming weeks. Do I understand that correctly?
That's very correct, because we had a request from the county to help them out, but not knowing exactly which direction they were going, we put in a spot bill just to be on the safe side because there was a deadline, and after that we cannot introduce any new bills.
The vote by the supervisors was not exactly an overwhelming endorsement for you to move forward with this, but you still feel confident the Water Management District is the right way to go?
If I had it my way, I would have liked to have seen a unanimous support, but unfortunately that wasn't the case, and in the name of democracy, 3 board members ruled. But what made it really brought it on the positive side that the city of Paso Robles had a unanimous support.
As is often the case with any issue that affects a wide range of people and businesses, the creation of a management district has become controversial, somewhat of a political hot potato for you. I imagine you're hearing from every faction.
Yes, and we're spending probably more time on this issue than ever anything before since I've been here. I thought when I first got here, of course, it was the $26 billion deficit, but it wasn't as personal as this one as it hits the landlords. Depending on what side of the fence you're on, they're very passionate about what they have and don't have. The beauty of having the local government make a decision, because otherwise the state will get involved, and that's something, if I can avoid it, will be much better coming from local government and also much less expensive to those who would be part of that water district.
Do you feel the voting power of all those affected by this district, residents versus large landowners versus small businesses, are all well represented by using the special voting structure created?
You know, that was designed based on the public's input and the Board of Supervisors' decision to go that route. But I haven't proposed anything in favor or against it till such time that I have all the legalities squared away, and this is doable.
There had been some concern by some involved that the district could be used to sell water out of the area. Do you see that as a valid problem?
It is a valid point, but all of these concerns will be part of the discussion when the water district is being formed by the board who represents LAFCO, which is the local agency formation, and that's exactly what it is. They form the agents and will conditions that what does this water district board's definition, job definition is, and it could be from anyway from banking water or selling or importing or whatever else might go with their jobs definition.
35th District Assemblyman Cacho Ashajian, representing all of SLO County and the northern half of Santa Barbara County. Thank you for updating us on this issue today.
You're welcome. Anytime.